Recording in progress.
We will talk to anybody, anywhere, even when they are in transit, en route to do the business of our country. He is the 6th District Congressman from the great state of Indiana. Greg Pence is right there in the middle of your screen. Hello, Mr. Congressman. How are you today?
Hello, Steve. How are you today?
I'm very fine. Safe travels to you as you're in the vehicle now. Let's talk safely here as we share with our...
I'm stopped and parked.
Oh, you are?
I'm being very... Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Safety first.
I'm stopped.
Good job. Volunteered in the community. Where have you been doing some good work?
So did it in Greenfield, Richmond, Columbus, just out in the district. We hit some VFWs, the week before that. Last week, I was out in D.C., but the Thanksgiving week, you know, we really kind of highlighted what this season's all about. And we did a lot of stops, delivering pizzas, helping law enforcement outside of a Walmart, you know, ask for donations of canned goods and goods. I took my granddaughter with me as to set an example for her. We did that with our kids. My parents did that. You know, we always did something during this holiday season. So we did that one, not to make ourselves feel better, but just to set an example, Steve.
What's the Love Chapel in Columbus? I just see a little note here.
People that are homeless or are in a transition, they're looking, that's a place that they can go. There's a lot of doctors donate time. Lots of people donate time to the Love Chapel for people that can't afford, fall on hard times.
Let's talk about the good people in the 6th District of Indiana. And what I mean by that is it seems like so often all we hear about, all we see, all we read is the bad stuff, is the arguments, is the dissension, etc. But you're out in the community. You're in and among the constituents that you work for every day. Aside from these good stories you were just talking about from volunteering some time, you see and hear a lot of very, very good people in our country, don't you?
I sure do, Steve. You know, from, you know, we talk about the law enforcement problems that, you know, big cities or other places have had. I've never heard that complaint really here. You know, we're just so blessed for the communities that are really communities. That's why I like to be home and come home every week. You know, we have a sense of community. We know our neighbor. We live down the street from the pastor, the policeman, the fireman, and I think that you have a sense of pride. You know, a lot of times that spills over into our high school sports, which is always a lot of fun too. And you know, I think it makes phenomenal citizens. I have lived in other places around the country, and it's amazing how many people know all about Hoosier values, and I think it. There's an awful lot of folks I know that have done well in life and they didn't grow up in any big fancy town or suburb or anything like that. They just small town, Indiana, big deal.
With the Congressman Greg Pence, I'm Steve Lindell in our Wolf Boom Radio News Zoom room. Ran a news story earlier this morning as we're speaking about some nominations that you put out for those that want to serve our country. You're smiling. I can tell that you're feeling very proud of all those people.
Wow, we do really well. We really do well. We've got 19 candidates this year that I've nominated, and that's for the Coast Guard Academy, Naval Academy, Air Force Academy, and of course, West Point. We've been very successful in the last 3 years. And it's not me, Steve. We've got a committee of folks that have attended each of those academies. One fella on the committee has been on our committee in the Indiana 6th District for 26 years. Not only do they know what it takes, but they know how to help candidates here. And the process is when you're a junior, so juniors ought to be listening right now, apply, go in, see your counselor at school, or get online to pence.house.gov. We've got some information there, but really get with your school counselor and find out if you want to go and if you have an interest in going, what it takes, and if you can make the cut. And we can help you determine that as well. And just the fact we've got 19 candidates that we recommended, and they're not recommended lightly. We know what it takes to get in. So last year we had 12 got in. So I'm excited. You know, I'd like to see 100% sometime. It's fun as heck. It's fun as heck. I get to call them and tell them that they got accepted. So that's a great honor that I get to do.
Congressman Pence, what's the next big vote? I mean, there's a lot of issues and things that the House of Representatives and of course everybody is dealing with right now. What's the next big thing or two that has to come down the pike?
Well, I think this week one of the things we're going to do is address the debt ceiling. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on that one. We can't default on our debt. So I'm pretty sure that that's going to get passed both in the House and in the Senate. We'll do that in the House this week. And then what's called the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, and that's funding the military. And last week in meetings that we had, those negotiations between Democrats and Republicans was going very well. So sometime this week, I believe both of those bills will come to the House floor and move on to the Senate. The Build Back Better, that got passed in the House and sent over to the Senate. I'm not real sure that's going to get done this year. We'll see. I've been wrong about a lot of things, but my guess is no.
One of the other items, you've talked to me about this before, Congressman Pence, is your feelings about big tech and what you've said they manipulate and promote content for profit. What's the latest you can tell us about those efforts in your regard?
Boy, you just want to get me all lathered up on my way to D.C., don't you?
Yeah.
You know, big tech, that's Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram, all those folks, they make money off your content, Steve. They'll take this broadcast and they will boost it out. They will sell it if they think they can make money and sell advertising. And then they have protection for what they have on their sites. And that's called Section 230, where you don't, you have to report to the FCC. There's things you can and can't say. What people can and can't say, as you and I talked one time on this broadcast. But they aren't monitored. They're not regulated. Now they are starting to crack on that a little bit, understanding that they need to do something about that. But they're monetizing it, and they're monetizing the wrong things. What was interesting in a committee hearing last week, Steve, was everybody in that room, Democrats and Republicans, even the witnesses were, I won't say anti-big tech, but it's time. I know we have the First Amendment. I know we have free speech. But, you know, Ayatollah Khomeini is on Twitter. How can that be? That's not free speech. That's just blow up, kill Americans, kill Israelis. So I hope we're moving this ball forward. I'm not going to let her go. As you can tell in my emotion here, I'm fired up about big tech and where they have taken this country and what they are doing to our youth, even the little kids, and they're addicting them to games and things like that. And the communication that happens with our teenagers, we all know, as we've seen recently, is it just gives it gives the people that are troubled a venue to do more harm.
Congressman Pence, just one last thought. As we head towards the holidays and the new year, it is even more important than ever to be able to connect with your congressman. You have absolutely no problem with that. In fact, you encourage that connection all the time.
Absolutely. Pence.house.gov. Give us a shout.
Thank you, Congressman. Safe travels to you.
Okay. See you, Steve. Bye-bye.
Recording stopped.